welcome back to Ping. This is episode 191. 191 weeks of sometimes other people bringing you all of the stories that Microsoft is pinging each other about. And those other people included last week's Golnaz and Mark, who thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Golnaz.
Thank you, Golnaz. Rave reviews. And I noticed that, so when you were like, when you were younger, or yesterday or whatever, did you ever think what it would be like if you could like go to your own funeral? Right? Like, I wonder who would show up, and I wonder what people would cry.
Sure.
You could do this.
Sure.
You could do this. I'm not the only one who...
Not yet. I haven't really thought
about people who do that.
I've planned a kind of party atmosphere, it may be, but
right.
Sure.
Okay, and you just think, like, I wonder if this person would fly all the way across the country, or like, maybe they don't love me that much. Anyway, this was kind of like that.
Like, so who would comment on the show
really
if I wasn't there?
Who cares if I'm gone or not?
We got a lot of those, actually.
Well, there was one. There was one, Martin Mine, who said he didn't like it, and then everyone was like, all right, so Golnaz is good. They was like, wait a minute, she's gone. All right.
I had to reassure. I wanted to cut that off at the base there when they was like, what do you mean, Laura? I was like, no, calm down.
Yeah, I would have let it go on a little bit for my own ego.
Yeah,
I would appreciate it if next time you let him cry a little.
Sure.
Because I didn't feel very good about myself after that. And anyway, they also requested that we switch sides. Why did they want us to switch sides again?
I don't.
Because they thought I looked short. I am short.
It's not the chair. The stools are the same. We're on stools. They're the same height, I think.
You know what? When I was
Golnaz is just tall.
Golnaz is really tall. We should have to sit on apple boxes. Those little like booster seat things in TV Land. We call them apple boxes.
Oh.
when we shoot with Golnaz or Paul. Paul. Tall,
super tall, yeah.
Super tall. So that's why you and I work, you know?
We just got like beanbags.
I'm average height and you're short.
Yes, that's exactly what we're
doing. Let's start the show. All right, so you guys touched a little bit on the Surface 2 and the Surface Pro 2 last week, but there's some new information and people are just wanting to get every little bit of morsel of information out there. And so these tablets are launching October 22nd, which is really soon.
Around the corner.
And there's some new stuff that's going to be available. Most notably are these type covers, which come in a bunch of different colors, which I guess was in hot demand.
Yeah, well, they announced two new colors, which I might add were green and...
They probably watched this show and was like... Darn
yeah, they're like
that DeFalco guy. He's got style.
That's a color.
That's amazing.
That we don't have.
Thank you, Mark DeFalco.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go get in line for my orange cover.
I think you must.
22nd.
You must.
Yeah.
It's mandatory.
How obnoxious can I be?
It's also backlit, which is really really cool. I like that. And another thing that they announced, which is cool. So people had been having an issue with the kickstand because if they were very tall, not
right.
like us, but other people,
yeah.
then that it might not sit at the right angle. I think the default angle was like 22
right,
degrees.
It's 22 degrees, which if you put it on a desk and like everything, head angles and neck and everything is very ergonomic and works. But what people found is you're on a tablet. You're not always at a desk.
Right. I'm on the couch. I'm watching
right.
Survivor.
Well, so yeah, that second angle, whatever,
yeah.
is great for the lap angle.
Yeah, so that's really cool. I love it. Anytime when which happens a lot, but I like to call it out, anytime there's like public demand saying, we want this, and then we actually respond and do
yeah.
that, brings little warm fuzzies
usually,
to my heart.
It's, you never listen.
Right, right, right. Microsoft's such a big company. How are we ever going to, nobody's going to hear my voice. Just got to yell.
Also, touch gestures all over the keyboard. So it's not just like the trackpad area you can do stuff on. Like there's laptops that enable that.
Right, right, right.
There's actually gestures all across the entire keyboard.
Yeah,
so.
I was speaking to Brad Hall
okay.
yesterday, actually. I didn't remember his name. From Surface Team. And he was telling me that it went from, and I may have my number slightly off, but it was like 81 initial touch points on the old type to like more than 1,100 now. So we're
that's just nuts.
That's right.
And so, little, like, thin,
so now
tiny,
it's
yeah.
just got little sensors all over the place, so it can really detect everything that your fingers are doing, which is awesome. And I think that's pretty much it. There's a video out there if you want to check it out. There's a Reddit AMA where you can talk to Surface, or where you can read about what Surface 2 was asked. All sorts of good stuff. So get in line for yours, October 22nd. Orange, hopefully, will not be sold out.
Nope.
All right, Mark, so there's an episode of Twilight Zone back in the day where the robots come and they slowly are taking over everything that the humans do, right?
Okay.
And at the time, it was like, ooh, that's so scary, but that'll never happen. Well, it's happening.
Slowly.
And my personal trainer friends are mad because apparently there's a new thing called Xbox Fitness that's coming out on the Xbox One that is beyond anything that you've seen in terms of a workout game before, it's been huge advancements made from some of the other like initial fitness games that you saw in the early versions of Kinect, and this is basically replacing a personal trainer.
I mean,
it is.
Yeah, it's to a point. I mean, one of the big things is previously you could get DVDs or whatever for like a fitness program and do them.
Yeah.
But one of the things a trainer does for you is make sure you're doing it with proper form and then you're not gonna hurt yourself. And that's where the Kinect comes in, right? It can actually detect the angles of your joints and everything, and if you're doing things slowly or quickly.
Right.
And we've had some of that before.
And it can motivate you.
It can. In fact, I've used these previous ones, if you can tell.
I can.
And they would tell you, like, okay, this angle or thing. But the Kinect 2 has such a higher resolution that it's going to give you more detailed information about what you're doing. So, for example, if you're doing a Pilates or yoga or something like that, where there are positions like you need to be 90 degrees,
exactly specific
you're doing
angles,
squats,
yeah.
going all the way down, it can do that.
Yeah, and so they actually hired a bunch of huge names in the fitness industry. One of them, most notably, being Tracy Anderson. Tracy Anderson, who trained people like Madonna, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Really?
Yeah.
I know
it's not in the article. That's what you get from watching too much E! News. Yeah, I mean, she's huge in there, and she's got a great reputation in the fitness industry. So we reached out to her. Microsoft reached out to her, and she talks about the patterns and workout routines that she's coordinated. She says that poor coordination is one of the biggest problems. You know, like you said, people not exactly, they're doing it and they're exerting the energy, but they're not getting full benefit.
Either they're not doing it efficiently or they're going to hurt themselves.
Exactly. So it's like if you're going to be trying, you might as well maximize your effort and do it right. And so Kinect Fitness is going to be able to do that for you. And you said it is free.
Yeah, so Kinect Fitness, it's interesting to note, this is something that is on the Xbox One. It's not like a game you go by. It's a platform. So we've opened it up to these people so you can download individual things like P90X or Insanity or all those things.
Right, so you don't need to, it's not a disc or
right.
a game itself, but it's a...
It's a feature of the system. And then, it also says that if you have your Xbox Live Gold subscription, it's free until December 2014.
So there you go.
So that's this year's resolution. Check.
All right, everybody. So as you should all know and have marked in your calendars, October 18th will be the release of Windows 8.1 at long last.
You know how I remember?
Because it's
8.1.
And that's like, how we all remember.
That's how I have.
And because I have an alarm set on my Windows phone, just goes off every morning, like 7 countdown, 6 more days. Anyway, one of the things that is exciting about the app is apparently they have cut down the waiting time for when you submit an app for when Microsoft will approve it. I guess there have been some long waiting times in the past, just an undecided amount of time that you may have to wait.
Yeah, I don't recall there ever being an SLA or an agreement over how much time there would be, but now we've committed to 5-day turnarounds, which, I mean, a business week for getting an app through the approval process is a fair amount of work. I mean, it needs to be tested across devices, it gets tested through an entire... to make sure that, you know, there's no malware, there's no thing that would, you know, affect battery life, all that other stuff.
And this has to be done for every app that people submit.
Every app.
God,
that
must
now that we have over 100,000 apps, when people are going to go back and update those, potentially, not everything is going to be updated, but ones that are going to take advantage of the new 8.1 APIs, there's going to be a rush at those towards the beginning, so having that 5-day window is huge, and able to, you know, turn around, fix bugs, get new versions up. It's really good for developers.
Awesome. So then there you go. Good news for developers, good news for all. So you played Madden, right?
A ton.
Everybody's played Madden, right? I mean, some people, I know people who have, like, Madden parties, and they're in leagues. It's a big thing.
I haven't had parties, but yeah, sure.
I've had parties.
Okay.
A little party.
Nothing wrong with partying.
Yeah, we'll make a bracket. Anyway, some people, some of the not so talented players of Madden, such as me, when you're on defense, you know, you're kind of just trying to...
Either pick like an all-out blitz, or ask Madden, where it gives you three random plays,
or like zone, or like, and then when you hit the play, you're just trying to like get it to the guy who has the ball. I mean, it's not as nearly as much fun as playing offense.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
You just want to score. You just want to throw the ball deep.
Right. Well, now, you know, we've talked about Smart Glass and how Smart Glass, whether or not it was going to be a really cool thing, was going to be in the hands of the developers, and whether or not cool things were developed for it. And Madden has now developed this really cool thing for it called Coach Glass. Right. So use your second screen while playing Madden on the Xbox, and it really turns your defensive game into just as much strategy and fun and thought and precision as any offensive team.
Yeah,
right?
And it highlights a couple of the new features of the Xbox. Not to be too like
Don't
marketing
just do
here,
it.
But.
Just do it.
But they actually track all the games that happen, all the statistics and everything, and use that information, process it in the cloud, come down to you. So you're on your second screen, you've launched up Smart Glass, you got Coach Glass now. You're on defense. It'll show you the previous plays that the other team has run,
mm-hmm.
Different situations, you know, like, and different personnel groups. So it can match, okay, it's 3rd and 1, you're playing the Vikings, Adrian Peterson's in the backfield, they're going to run it down your throat.
That's
basically what's going to happen. But it's going to give you all the information. You don't have to track that in your head. It's just like being on the sideline with a defensive coordinator who, you ever seen the plays, they have the books with all the pictures or everything?
Sure.
It's like having that. And then it can use that information to suggest, okay, like, you probably want to put 8 in the
box.
It's
really going to change the way... If one person was playing with Coach Glass and one person was playing without, you would be at a really, you would be like almost out of it.
Or like a lot of, me and my friends, we don't like playing co-op Madden a lot because you end up like one person's the quarterback or whatever. But we'll switch controllers, you know, via drive and
so
things.
So you do have parties.
Maybe. But what I can see happening is, hey, hand that second screen off to my defensive coordinator.
Right?
My roommate.
There you go.
And who actually is much better at defense than I am. And he could sit there, pick the plays, use all information while I'm just executing, or vice versa.
Right. And for people like me who likes, I really enjoy learning about the game.
Right.
It really helps you learn about strategy and, you know, planning and forethought, which will in turn, when I watch real NFL, because the Jets have one of the number one defenses in the NFL. Nothing else are they good at, but give me that! I'll enjoy it even more.
Where's your? I'm expecting you to come with the Geno jersey any one of these days.
You know what? I have so many different Jets jerseys, and they keep getting rid
of rotating
the player. I'm like this year. I'm like, I'm not. Forget it. I'm getting a Russell Wilson jersey because he'll at least be around for 2 years. Those things are expensive.
Yes.
Anyway, Coach Glass for NFL Madden. I'm super excited for it. This is the way. This is the way to use Smart Glass.
Yeah, like
people.
You said, there is like Smart Glass has all this potential. This is a really cool way, and this is the beginning of the Xbox One generation.
Absolutely.
So I'm excited to see where it goes from here.
Nice. All right, everybody. Welcome back, Laura. You were going to say it, but I knew you were going to say it, right?
Woo!
Yeah, so I went ahead and just said it for you. Thanks for watching. Follow me on Twitter, at Elfoy, and this guy...
at Mark DeFalco.
And I want to hear what you guys... You just share your ideas. Don't be stingy, but I would love to hear your ideas for ways to make Smart Glass really cool. Things that you'd like to see people develop if you're not already working on it and don't want to tell us about it. But I want to hear, because if you start thinking about it, the amazing uses of it...
Yeah.
You know, originally it was brought to me as just like... You know, get more information about the characters in the movie you're watching.
Right.
But now you brought football into it.
Yeah.
So this is good. So so go ahead and write that in our mess boards and anything else that you'd like. If you want Golnez bad, go ahead and just keep that to yourself.
Should we swap backsides? I don't know.
I don't know.
Seems to be contentious.
These are the important decisions we have to make in life.